Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow.
What's up, fam? Good morning. Welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn, where we are ridiculously passionate about helping business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. Man, I'm super excited about today's episode. I want to talk about integrity. You know, in this space, in the quote unquote, and as I'm sitting here in my podcast studio, you know, I'm doing my little rabbit ear quotes, influencer age, the age of the influencer. My guy Tony from Driven 360. He's hilarious. If you don't follow Tony Watley, you need to go check out Tony. He's probably the most hilarious dude in the world when it comes to making fun of or picking at or poking holes in the Instagram influencer. Why? Because there's a lot of people out there today, you know, like Tony's bought and sold several businesses. You know, I've been super successful in the mortgage business, the real estate business, one of the top realtors in the Southeast, one of the top mortgage brokers for several years. Wholesale, on the wholesale side with Countrywide SunTrust, like number one, number two broker several years in a row. We just accomplished some things. And so, you know, in the influencer space, especially in the days of Instagram, there's a lot of guys that are out there, especially when you get out and you speak. And it happened again this past weekend. And hey, I want to share real quick before I even get started on integrity, because this is huge. Because guys, listen, I don't believe you can be authentic without integrity. I don't believe you can be authentic without integrity. And I'm going to preface authenticity and what that means really quick. Gary Brecka, who's him and Sage are dear friends. They're in my mastermind. They speak at all my conferences. You know, Gary, for those of you guys know, he's one of the top biohackers in the world. Works, partners with Grant Cardone in 10X Health Systems. And he works with some of the most famous people in the world, to help them with their physical condition and their biohacking. And he's the best. And every time he speaks, he literally is the number one guy. I remember at my good friend Brent Gove's conference last August, he spoke in front of Tony Robbins. And I remember being backstage with Gary and he was nervous. He's like, dude, I got to speak before Tony Robbins. And I remember I leaned into Gary and I said, bro, listen, these people, there's 4,400 people in the room, right? I said, these people, they've heard Tony before. They're going to love Tony. He's phenomenal. But the stuff you're going to bring to this audience, the majority of them have never heard before. And it's going to be the same way it was the very first time I heard Gary Brecka, which was over 2 years ago now, in his apartment at the Porsche Design Tower in Miami. That's how long ago it's been since I met Gary. And the first time I heard him talk about the stuff he talks about, my mind was completely blown. And I told Gary that day, I said, bro, listen, these people are going to walk away and Tony's going to touch people, which he did. It was phenomenal. First time I ever saw him live, he blew it out of the water, blew my mind away and how good he was to be able to read a room and be able to feel the energy of the room and then help people change their state so they could stay connected for like 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was insane. But Gary that day, the number one person I heard about after that night was Gary. And one of the reasons that Gary's that way is not just the information that he drops, but the authenticity in which he speaks. And so I did one of my events about a year and a half ago in October, I guess would have been 2021. I had an event in Vegas at my good friend Brad Lee's space there at his Lightspeed VT headquarters downstairs. He's built out a really cool little space for 75 to 100 people. And I think we had about 55 people there for a small little boot camp, 2.5 days. Gary came in and spoke, Brad, some really good friends of mine. And Gary talked about authenticity that day. It's the first time I ever heard anybody explain it this way. And he talked about a study. I don't remember which business or medical review it was from, Harvard or somebody. And he talked about this medical study about the electromagnetic frequencies we emit as human beings. Like there's literally a frequency that we emit when we communicate and even when we don't communicate. And he said the highest frequency that is emitted is the frequency of authenticity. And authenticity comes from two things. It comes from when a person has a deep understanding and belief of a subject, when that's mixed with a deep passion about that subject. So a great understanding and knowledge about something mixed with a great passion about something. And when you do that, that's when authenticity is created. And when authenticity is created, you're in front of a group of people or a crowd, whether it be on a podcast like this, whether it be this past month, I've been in Connecticut speaking to several hundred entrepreneurs. Before that, I was in Detroit 3 weeks before that, speaking at an EXP regional event in front of about 350 of the top realtors in the state of Michigan. You know, anytime you're in an environment like that and you have a great understanding and a knowing of a subject mixed with a deep passion about the subject, that's when authenticity is enacted. It's like a chemical mixture, a chemical compound coming together. And when you're authentic, what happens is it is the highest frequency we as human beings can communicate with. It's the number, and it's the number one most sought after frequency from other human beings is authenticity. And here's the problem in the world that we live in today. And I hate to talk about problems because I'm a solution dude. Like, give me a problem, I'll find you a solution every time. But there's a lot of people that we get around, and you know this, they'll find a problem for every solution. The issue is you can't have authenticity without integrity. It's why sometimes when you listen to somebody, you're like, something's missing. It's why when you see somebody on a stage or you see somebody's Instagram post or you see something that happens and you're like, something's just off. And it's because you don't feel the authenticity coming from that person. And most of the time, I believe it's because there's a lack of integrity. So obviously the definition that we know of integrity is this: the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Like when we talk about integrity, really that's the definition that we think about. But I love the other definition of integrity, and it's the state of being whole and undivided. The state of being whole and undivided. And this past month, speaking at two large opportunities to speak in front of probably, 600 plus entrepreneurs between the two events. And I had a speaker get up that I knew and quoted my good friend, John Maxwell, from my conference 2 years ago, and literally just owned it like it was their own quote. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you don't have to do that. Like, guys, it's so prevalent. I see, and listen, I don't care. I'm not the one that came up. If I have a quote, get in rooms with people who think bigger than you do. If you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals aren't big enough. Great leaders want something for people, not from people. Whatever quote you want to use that I have, the one I just use, you know, you can't have authenticity without integrity. You know, any of those, God's love for you isn't predicated on your performance. Any of those quotes that I have, they ain't come from me. God gave them to me anyway. So it's not like you're ripping me off. But I think as a communicator, and this is one thing I learned from John Maxwell 20 plus years ago, that if you're a communicator, if you're a speaker, author, coach, and you're out there and you're trying to build a platform and you're trying to do things great and you're trying to live a life of authenticity, let me tell you something. You can't do it without integrity. And when I heard the quote the other day, it was the quote was this: "You want what I have. You want to do what I do, but do you want to do what I did?" And as soon as I heard it, I'm like, "Well, John said that at my conference 2 years ago that you were at, that this individual was at." And just literally just took it like it was their own. Like, this is my quote. And I sat there and just for a minute, I'm like, you know, my heart's like, you know, come on, bro. Like, here's your opportunity to tell people, you know, who gave you this information. Otherwise, you're literally trying to pass off somebody else's work or somebody else's. It'd be like trying to grab a painting that somebody else did or a song somebody else wrote and passing it off as your own. And the reality of it is it's not integrous. When we do that, it shows that we're not whole. It shows that there's something inside of us that needs somebody else to believe that was derived from me, that I was the creator of that quote, of that concept, of whatever that looks like. Like, I was the one, incremental, not monumental, small daily discipline decisions over time, always equal monumental results. My guy Dylan Smith last week got up, used my stuff. Man, thank you, Ken Jocelyn, for helping me with incremental, not monumental. I'm like, I'm sitting there in the crowd. I felt like a proud dad. I'm like, get it, young fella. I don't use my stuff. Like, use it. I use John's all the time. I use Jim Rohn all the time. I use Zig Ziglar all the time. I use scripture all the time. But I don't try to pass it off as my own. Guys, listen, here's a couple things. And soapbox is probably the wrong thing, but man, just my heart's heavy when I see stuff like this. Like, I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast today and you're a speaker, author, coach, young, old, I don't care where you're at in your development as a speaker, author, coach. Listen, one of the most integrous things that you can do, one of the things that you can do to help you walk in authenticity in such a high level is walking integrity, is being whole, is being undivided, is understanding that how I communicate with people and when I use somebody else's information, I give credit to that individual for being the one to actually create that thought or create that idea. And I've seen people use, especially, you know, great leaders want something for people, not from people. I've seen that on friends' Instagram accounts over the past 6 months to 8 months, since it's really been my mantra. It's really been the cry of my heart. Like, if I had to, you know, stand on a hill and preach one message, it would be that great leaders want something for people, not from people. I see it on people's pages. I see it on their Instagram quotes. Some people give credit, some people don't. But when they don't, I mean, it may be an oversight. But the majority of the time, it's just a lack of being whole. It's a lack of being integrous. And so what happens when we're not integrous, when we don't have integrity, when we don't have the decency to give credit to where credit's due, what happens is our authenticity suffers. And the crowd's out there and the crowd hears you and you can be the best orator. You can be the greatest communicator in the world. But if there's not a high level of authenticity, you're not going to connect with the people that you're called to connect with. You're not going to leave the impact that God has called you to leave on whatever audience he's put you in front of. Another thing is we look through, and I actually had a phone call with a friend who had a picture of an automobile on his social media with his quote, him sitting in it. And it was a picture of another one of my friend's cars. And I was like, bro, like, you've got nice stuff. Like, when you do this, it's like you're fronting to everybody else saying, this is my car. When in all actuality, it's not your car. And what you're trying to portray is, like, this is the lifestyle I live. And it's simply not true. And the reality of it is it lacks integrity. And because it lacks integrity, it's impossible for you to be authentic. And when you're not authentic, you cannot connect with the people God's called you to connect with. And guys, the last thing in the world I want to do is be the integrity police. That's not at all what I'm trying to do. But man, I just want you to hear my heart this morning. You're trying to connect. Like this business is this can be hard. Being a speaker, author, coach, trying to host masterminds, trying to do a podcast, trying to do all the things can be difficult. The number one way for you to set yourself up for success and connect with the people that you want to connect with, people that are at another level than you are, they may be on the same level. Maybe they're below your quote-unquote level. Maybe they're above your level. Is when you give them credit for what they've done, what happens is it opens their eyes. I mean, listen, when I quote somebody, I tag them on my Instagram posts. Like, this is a Randy Garn quote. This is a Brent Gove. This is a Gary Breck. This is a, Vic Keller quote. This is a Jim Rohn quote, or a John Maxwell quote, or a Brad Lee quote, or whoever the case may be. Sharon Lecter, Greg Reed. Like, this is their quote. This is their work. This is something God kind of birthed on the inside of their spirit. Because when you do that, you do two things. You keep yourself whole. You keep yourself honest and having strong moral principles. And you honor the person that created that work. And I'm going to tell you guys, listen, if you've ever shared a podcast, this is the one you need to share. If you've ever shared a podcast in the world we live in today, like, this is the one that you need to share. It's just be integrous, be whole. Be undivided. Like, know that you don't have to have, or you don't need to use somebody else's content or somebody else's creation or what God's speaking into somebody else's heart or in their life. Even when I pastored a church, man, I used to use Robert Morris's material all the time, especially when it came to finances. Pastor Robert pastors Gateway Church in Texas, in the DFW area. He was probably one of the top pastors outside of Chris Hodges that was like one of the guys that like fed me as a pastor. I loved him. And when I would use his, I'd use his content all the time when it came to finances and his book, The Blessed Life, but I'd always give him credit. Like here's the person. It's prevalent even in the church when I was pastoring, it was prevalent there as well. I give credit to people because it's not your own. You honor them. You hold yourself being honest and being whole, you hold yourself as a person of integrity. And when you do that, you're able to operate in authenticity. You're able to connect with the crowd and the people that you're speaking to, whether it be live, whether it be a podcast, whether it be whatever, you're able to do that. And now that I think about it, you're able to really lean in and want something for people, not from people. Because the reality of it is, guys, when we're using other people's quotes like they're our own, or we're using other people's content like it's our own, or we're using other people's stuff, homes, cars, planes, to front and prop like we're something that we're not, the reality of it is we want something from them and not for them. And when you want something from people, not for people, good luck being authentic. Good luck being able to resonate in people's hearts and in people's lives when you speak whatever it is God's put on your heart. And my encouragement to you today as a speaker, author, coach out there today would be this. Trust the message that God's put in your heart. Trust the call. Trust the appointment God's put on you to deliver the message that he can only give you. Like the message of incremental, not monumental. It was birthed out of my health journey. Down 80 pounds. Like that's my journey. So when I talk about incremental, not monumental, small daily discipline decisions over time, always equal monumental results, you can see it in my life. I'm passionate about it when I share it. When I talk about great leaders want something for people, not from people, you see me live that out. You see it as something that is ingrained in who I am as a human being. You see it in the DNA of everything I say, of everything I do. So it's not only is it not hard to believe, but there's a level and a frequency of authenticity that goes out that people go, yes, I resonate with that. Yes, that sits deep in my heart and in my spirit. And when that happens to people and they resonate with it at the level that they need to resonate with it at, it sticks. And that's what creates, and that is what is the catalyst of change. So just encourage you, if you want to be authentic, walk in integrity. If you want to be authentic and connect with the people that God's called you to connect with, all the audiences that he puts you with, like be integrous. If you're a speaker, and this happened even at my own conference again this year. You know, when somebody gets up and they go, I've never shared this story publicly, and they start sharing the story, and I've heard it three times, the last two or three times I've heard that individual speak. Like, be integrous, be whole, be undivided, be honest, have strong moral principles. Because when you do, you have the opportunity with a belief in a subject, from what I learned from my guy, Gary Brecka, and a great passion about a subject, to be authentic and connect with other human beings in the room, over the airwaves, through that speaker, through that phone call, through that interaction, through that video, you've got an opportunity to be able to connect with them at the highest level. Guys, listen, as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to hit that subscribe button. This one specifically, I'd love for you to share this. Man, I'd love for you to take this podcast, share it. I mean, share it, shout it from the mountaintops, because I really believe in this self-development. I don't even want to call it self-help. This self-development, because it's not self-help. Like, literally, it's you're. I was watching a video. I'll close with this. Watching a video with Michael Jordan on it a couple of days ago, and they were talking about Kobe. And Kobe was sharing a story about how during a game, and they showed clips of the actual game when Kobe would walk up to Mike, and you could tell. You know, here's a young Kobe. I don't know how long he was in the league, 3 or 4 years. You know, Mike was still, you know, kind of maybe a little bit on the downturn of his career, but Kobe was asking him tricks. He was asking him, like, how do you know where the defender's at when you do your fadeaway? And Mike's like, you can feel their legs. I know where they're at by feeling their legs. So he knew where he needed to be to get a clean look and an open shot at the bucket. And they asked Mike, they said, why would you give him that information in the middle of a game? He said, Mike, this was Mike's answer. Classic. He goes, because I didn't get here on my own either. Do you know how many people I had to ask questions of when I was a rookie, when I was in my first couple years? Do you know how many people gave me the information that I needed to be able to get where I'm at today? And when I've got a young fella, that's what he called Kobe. When I got a young fella who comes to me and really wants to take his game to the next level, I'm going to give him whatever I got to help him take his game to the next level. And I don't know if you've ever seen the video where they overlay Kobe's moves on top of Mike's moves, but they're exactly the same. But one thing you never saw Kobe Bryant say was, I came up with this move on my own. He always contributed his game and mirroring his game to MJ. Who, FYI, guys, just for you, all you young millennials, is the GOAT and is not even close. But anyway, share this podcast, guys, if you would. Also, snap a screenshot, tag me in it at Ken Jocelyn on Instagram. I'd love to share that. Until next time, we'll see you on As a Leader Grows.
Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.